January 31, acceptance. Some parents in America got a phone call from their son to say he was coming home. This was great news because the son was a soldier in the then still ongoing Korean War. "Mom, I just want you to know I'm bringing a buddy home with me," he said. "He got hurt pretty bad and he only has one eye, one arm and one leg. I'd sure like him to live with us." "Sure, son," the mother replied. "He sounds like a brave man. We can find room for him for a while." "Mum, you don't understand. I want him to come and live with us." "Well, okay," she finally said. "We could try it for 6 months or so." "No, Mum, I want him to stay always. He needs us. He's only got one eye, one arm, and one leg. He's really in bad shape." By now, his mother had lost patience. "Son, you're being unrealistic about this. You're emotional because you've been in a war. That boy will be a drag on you and a constant problem for all of us. Be reasonable." The phone clicked dead. The next day, the parents got a telegram. Their son had committed suicide. A week later, the parents received the body. They looked down with unspeakable sorrow on their son's body. He had one eye, one arm, one leg. This true story drives home the truth that everyone wants to be accepted for who they are. We need to know people accept us because they want to, and not because they have to for any other reason.